Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 19, Fostering an Active Lifestyle by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Optimal Parenting Daily with me, Greg Audino. I'm the guy who's here reading to you every day from some of the best parenting articles out there. And today's post is about maintaining an active lifestyle as a parent, which is a highly important part of the journey, but often disregarded, as you can imagine. If you think it's impossible, Ross will show you otherwise. So with that, let's get right into his article and start optimizing your life. Fostering an Active Lifestyle by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. As a father of two, I am amazed at how physically active children are by nature. My three-year-old son would play outside all day if we let him. He loves to run, jump, climb, wrestle, ride his bike, hit the bag, and throw the ball. He often tags along at the gym and keeps himself busy by making up his own games and moves, as he calls them. When it's time to pack up and leave, he does his best to delay the exit. He always looks to extend the gym stay by a few more minutes. My 15-month-old daughter is following closely in his footsteps. One of the first things she wanted to do after learning to walk was put on her brother's boxing gloves and hit the punching bag. She was obsessed with her big brother's gloves. My wife and I finally broke down and bought her a pair to help keep the peace. She now brings the gloves and mitts to me. She smiles and laughs as she plays with them, and just like her big brother, she too is sad when it's time to put them away. I've learned to distract her when it's time to clean up, otherwise she would keep the gloves on all day. Lead by example. I'm not writing this entry to suggest that we push our kids to become champion athletes. If my kids want to play sports when they're older, I will support them, just as I'll support them if they want to play the piano instead. I will never push them towards something they don't enjoy. Yet, based on my own observations, it's clear that children imitate their parents. Their view of normalcy is based on what they encounter each day at home. I happen to be in the business of training fighters. My kids have seen fighters training here and at the gym since day one. They're surrounded by a gym scene. It's both normal and fun to them. I first brought my son boxing gloves so he would stop taking dirty gloves out of the gym. He wanted to imitate what he saw around him. My daughter now imitates her big brother. When my son was two, I asked him what he wanted for Christmas. He asked for a pull-up bar. Initially, I thought I misunderstood what he had said. But, in fact, he wanted a bar to imitate what he saw at the gym. Almost a year later, my son and daughter both pull at my leg to ask for a turn on the bar. We can't get upstairs without one of them asking. My kids find these physical activities enjoyable. I've never asked or pushed them to do anything. Kids, by nature, do what is fun. They will not actively do something that they do not enjoy. It is their nature to seek out and do what they find fun. Responsibility. As a parent, it is my responsibility to prepare my children for the world around them. I don't care whether they participate in sport or not, but it's important to foster physical, mental, and social development. Unfortunately, many parents seem to believe their responsibility ends in the bedroom. I have met parents whose idea of entertaining their children is to sit them in front of the television. They don't want to be bothered playing with their kids. They're too busy to play. Yet, oddly enough, find time to update Facebook, track their favorite sporting teams, and keep up with their favorite television shows. How do kids go from laughing and playing at the park to becoming sedentary, overweight teens and adults? It certainly isn't natural. By nature, humans were born to move. Unfortunately, as children grow older, they're often encouraged to do otherwise. It's easier to plop your kid in front of the TV as opposed to taking him outside to ride his bike or throw the ball. Clearly, there are other causative factors, but the inactivity of our children is without question a contributor to the continuously increasing rate of adult obesity. Consider the Wall Street Journal article titled, "The Cost of Treating Obesity," for some recent statistics. It is sad to think that children who by their own accord would gladly run around all day will eventually become overweight adults. All too often, parents look elsewhere for solutions, rather than taking a moment to ponder their own responsibilities. No one is more responsible for a child than the parents. It isn't the responsibility of the school or government to develop a healthy child. Parents must take it upon themselves. The ability to freely move and enjoy the world around is something that all kids should enjoy. No parent should deprive their children of this simple pleasure. We as parents need to take it upon ourselves to foster an active lifestyle for our children. Making time for active play is the most enjoyable part of my day. I wouldn't trade those smiles for anything in the world. I'm amazed at what many people consider to be such a complex topic, for example, childhood obesity, is actually so easy to correct. The first step is for parents to begin leading from the front. Is that really too much to ask? I can't think of anything more important to me than my children and their health. How could any parent think differently of their own children? Parents need to wake up and take matters into their own hands. They must put their children first and stop making excuses about what the world owes them. They should instead worry about what they owe their children. You just listened to the post titled, "Fostering an Active Lifestyle" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And a big thank you to Ross for his reminder about the value of promoting an active lifestyle for our children. Yeah, we often have a laugh at how cute it is the way that kids imitate parents and siblings, friends, celebrities, whomever. But rarely do we remember that we as parents are in charge of which people the child is being exposed to imitate. We only have so much control over that, but we certainly have control over ourselves. So remember, the more you live by the values you believe in, the more your children are likely to do the same. Okay, everyone, and let's wrap up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in today and every day. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you right back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.